Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Everyone, welcome to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer your questions, queries that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers of our guest experts are based on the Noble Book of Quran and the Hadith from Holy Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. They also take help from the narrations of the Noble Imams. Well, today our guest speaker is Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, who has a Hausa plus psychology background. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much, sister.
So another question that we have today is that my kids constantly fight over toys or the remote or just find ways to bother each other. My first instinct is to jump in, play referee, and tell one to just give it to the other. But I know that doesn't teach them anything. What should I actually do in the heat of the moment to help them learn to resolve things themselves when Islamic values like fairness and kindness? Yeah, you know, like sometimes parents, like also even me, we don't want to feel like, okay, when you're teaching a child something like that, we don't want to hear from one of them that you're not fair at all, right? Because you're trying to give it to one of them or trying to resolve the problem your way.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A critical place where parents normally find themselves, where you have to, the parent has to select one child over the other. And there's this fear. If I give this toy to this one, the other will feel bad. The other will feel I'm not being loved. My mom loves him more than me. So this is an issue, okay? So over here, the simple thing is you shouldn't be the judge. The solution is that you are not the judge. You are just the mediator.
Don't play the referee.
Okay. Never, never, ever. Oh, okay. There is one thing that the child, the children are too small. Example, they are like 2 years old, 3 years old. Over there, you have to give one the toy and you have to take the other and give him another toy. So that
engage them in
other activities. And normally children like who are such young, they get engaged. That's easy. It's really easy for them to get engaged. But as of like 7, 8 and stuff like that, the age group where they understand and they really want it. And they want it. That's it. They are not going to accept what you're going to say. Example. So if you give them another toy, they will be like, no, I want only that toy, which my brother has taken or sister has taken. Okay. So now over here, you are going to, of course, you are going to sit them together.
Make them sit
and you're going to sit with them. And then you are going to say, okay, I have seen the problem and I want you to solve it.
Okay.
I'm going to say how you're going to solve it. If you're going to solve it right now, Bismillah, amazing. If you're not going to solve it, then I will take the toy and it will be away from both of you for an hour.
Okay.
So neither you nor you, none of you will get the toy. All right. Bismillah, go ahead. You have only 1 minute to solve it.
So you give them the opportunity to solve the crisis.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. So in this way, whenever they come up with the same situation next time or even later on in the near future, they know how to solve it. Okay, fine. Example, now that they are in a more intense situation. Now, okay, the toy is not going to be with any of them. So one of them will be like, okay, I'm going to play for 5 minutes. And you play for another 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? So they are going to negotiate. And you will also help in that negotiation. It's mm-hmm. not like, okay, I have given the orders, so that's it. Wassalam. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to just stand over your head and see who is going to win. No, this is not the situation. You are going to help. Okay, who is the elder one? Who is the younger one? This is also important to
mm-hmm.
Who is like a brother, sister, is also important to be taken into consideration. And sometimes there are children who are very, I would say, who are very soft in nature,
mm-hmm.
and the other sibling is like a bit harsh in nature,
yeah,
or like strong in nature,
yeah.
Okay, so this is also important. And you know, like where that preference have to shift is very important.
Right.
So you have to negotiate in such a manner that the preferences are also taken into consideration.
Yes. We'll take a short break here, brother, and we'll discuss more with you.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing with Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas the situations where siblings fight over things and parents try to jump in as a referee or as a judge and try to resolve it. And one of the child feels like their parents are being unfair. So this is one, but there's a similar question that is coming to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
If a parent has like two children, they have a child who is from 0 to 7 age, and they have another child who's from 7 to 14. So this is the age difference they have,
okay.
The siblings have. So definitely as per riwayat, as per narrations,
okay.
They have to deal differently with both of them. Like,
yeah.
You know, we say in narrations, we have that 0 to 7 is a king,
mm-hmm.
and 7 to 14 is a, you know, responsible
servant.
Servant, you have to teach him how to be.
And later on, it's a minister, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, would this impact if 7 to 14 is being treated as a servant and you're actually teaching them responsibilities, but at the same time, the younger one who is 0 to 7 and you're having that king or queen
behavior. You're giving all the king facilities to the younger
yeah.
one, and you're giving all the slave facilities to the older one. Yeah,
yeah,
the older one will feel, what is going on? why am I treated inferior?
Yeah, like, because you are acting on riwayat, basically. So what will happen here? Like, how do parents balance
okay.
this as well?
Amazing, amazing, yeah. So, you know, when the riwayat talk about giving the king facility, it doesn't mean that, okay, let them do whatever they want. No, this is a very wrong concept. Even when I have gone through the riwayat, that is the narrations, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam used to teach the children, like who are like 4 and 5, as young as 4 and 5. And when parents used to come to ask the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam about their kids, like, my kid is naughty, my son is naughty, he takes this thing from his friends and he brings it home and stuff like that. Okay, the incidents, I don't want to go into it. The Ahlul Bayt used to teach them, okay, train your kid, explain them. So the meaning over here about giving king, king
facility
towards the kid means they are not ordered, they're not commanded. Like example, you can't command them.
Mm-hmm.
Like the king is not taking orders.
Yeah.
He is the one who gives orders.
Yeah.
Okay. But that doesn't mean that the king should not be said anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are ministers who suggest the king in a good way so that the king performs the good act, example, or the righteous act.
Yeah.
So even over here, you are like as a parent, you are going to make the child understand. And one thing about over here, which is very amazing, which just struck my mind, was the way of tarbiyah, the way of upbringing of Yaqub alayhi salam.
All right.
He had many kids, of course. He had about 11 children.
Yeah.
And of course, there was a lot of age gap between them as well.
Yeah.
So the way of upbringing of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam was really amazing. If you look into the Holy Quran itself, the way he used to speak to his children, the elder one, like the one who wanted to kill Yusuf alayhi salam, okay? The way he used to speak to his other children as well is really eye-catching. Like, it's not that, okay, because you have committed this sin or like because you have lost Yusuf alayhi salam, I'm going to be rude with you.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not seen so in Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
we will learn more from his behavior and upbringing techniques after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Ya Muqiy al-Khayrat, Ya Muqiy al-Khayrat.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, encourage your sons in their childhood to learn etiquette so that in their grown-up age they can be the joy of your eyes.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas is teaching us a lot on when siblings fight over things and parents have to decide or they have to judge. So first thing you said that do not be a referee, do not be a judge. Let them manage the crisis. You, in fact, tell them, let you be judge and you tell me what is the right thing in the situation. Now then, you were giving us examples from Prophet Yaqub's life.
Yeah, exactly. In the place where the child is very small and the other child is the elder one, okay? Over here, the elder child should be told what to do and what not to do. There's another thing about the environment and, of course, the other triads, how the elder one is going to take. Example, in this case of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, it was, they say it was the mother who was instilling that which shouldn't be instilled in the heart of the son, okay? That is enmity and being envious towards Yusuf alayhi salam, because Yusuf alayhi salam was from another mother.
Yeah.
So the envy was created there. Anyways, and of course the shaitan and the instigations of
other
shaitan
factors.
Also there.
Yeah.
Other factors indeed. So the envy got more and more and more and until this point of time. And the main thing is, later on, this very son who wanted to kill Yusuf alayhi salam regretted, like in the Holy Quran, it's said that he has he seeked forgiveness from Yaqub alayhi salam and from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
So this is a big thing, like a person who wanted to kill his own brother, later on seeking forgiveness. Yeah, so this is the way of upbringing, that the person later on seeks forgiveness, okay? Anyways, so over here in this case, like inshallah, it's not the enmity over here where there's 0 to 7 and of course, like there's an age gap of 5 years or 6 years or 7 years. You are going to train the elder one before itself, okay? You have a younger one. You are going to play with him. If he wants something, he's the smaller one. So you give it to him. You are like a fatherly figure to him. So you see, like, you are taking care of the child.
Right.
You are showing all the inclination from. So you are giving love towards the elder one.
Yeah.
And then you are saying, just like I am giving love towards you, you give love towards the younger one.
Yeah.
Like that is your brother or sister.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So this process should happen. If you don't show, that parent doesn't show love towards the elder one, then have no expectation that even the elder one will show love towards the younger sibling.
All right.
No expectations at all. It's wajib and it's compulsory upon the parent.
So you are again giving the responsibility on the elder one that, you know, like you're not taking all the things in your hands, managing all the crisis yourself.
Mm-hmm. There can be a point where the elder one even wants the same thing as the younger one.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a box of I would say like it's a stationary box, okay? Yeah. And then now the younger one wants to play with it. And yeah. this elder one wants to write and wants to do the homework, okay? So he wants it for sure.
Yeah.
Even the child also wants it.
Yeah.
Over here, you have to go into it. Like you will take, okay, what is it you want? Like
yeah.
you want the stationery stuff? Okay, just take the stationery, give the stationery box to him. You see?
Right.
So it's very important for you to go ahead and see and involve. It's not like, okay, the
All
elder
the
one will take care of the younger one
we,
every
yeah.
time. No. Yeah.
So involve themselves in the crisis management. It's not always you who has mm-hmm. to solve each and everything. Thank you. That was all the time we had for today's episode. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete